All right. Welcome to another edition of Shabbat Lounge. This is Matt.
And Jake here.
Was that one short on all right?
I don't know.
Something wasn't right there. So
I think it's all right.
So we actually are kicking around, speaking of an unrelated note, we're actually kicking around the idea of a t-shirt. And one of the t-shirts I played around with on Teespring was all right. Did you see that one?
I didn't see that one.
Okay.
It would fit though. It would be perfect.
So I thought about doing Sabbath Lounge here and then maybe all right on the back.
Yeah, that would work.
So anyway, if nothing else, you and I will be able to have a Sabbath Lounge t-shirt from time to time. I don't think we're going to be matchers.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we could, but I'm not really into that, Jake.
Me either.
Okay. That's good to know.
So yeah. And since we're here to talk about that.
Yes. It's a perfect perfect segue
yeah.
Right into how do you talk to other people about Torah?
Yeah.
So have you had that experience? We're asking you in the listening audience, have you tried to talk to people about Torah? Where do you start? What do you say? And I also want to find out, have you had some bad experiences? Could you tell us what is the thing not to say? I do have a story. One time my wife is pregnant. She's pregnant three times. And so she's pregnant with the last child. And my youngest child, she looked at me one day and she's, you know, well, I don't even know that she looked at me. I just decided that it seemed like a really good idea to explain to her that mom is going to have a baby.
Okay.
And that she's going to go to the hospital for an appointment. And this is going to be a C-section. And so, you know, my daughter at the time is like this big, you know, 3 years old-ish. And got big brown doe eyes, they do about that time. And so I decide to tell her, hey, I was like, sit down and, you know, real serious conversation. It's a good dad moment. And I'm like, they're going to take mommy into the hospital and they're going to cut her. And so about that time, her eyes just start melting. They get really big. And then there's just this water appearing. And so that's about the moment I realized maybe these were not the right words to say.
And now your experience can help others.
Yes. So if you've ever had some moments like that where maybe you've said the wrong thing at the wrong time, and we'd like to learn from your pain and your experiences, and we hope to help others.
And exploit it.
Yes. And so remember, we are not making money in any way on this or trying to. We believe that the gospel is free, the Torah should be free, and our message and content should also be free. So we're not trying to profit, and we're definitely not doing that here. But so, you know, how do you tell someone what we do? So we're asking for some input here. And so I'll put a description in the link, but we'd like you to leave us a voicemail on SpeakPipe. There is a limit to how long you can talk here, but we will actually hear you and describe, and we would like to be able to use some of your testimonies in here if you give us permission. So you will also have to do that here and tell us, hey, you do have permission to use me, or please don't use me.
Right.
You know, if you don't want us to use it, we can maybe tell your story, but not use your voice.
Yeah. Well, names have been edited.
Yes, we're not going to change your voice or anything like that. And then maybe, you know, don't use your name. You don't have to use your name or anything. But we don't have fancy software like the news to change your voice. So.
But yeah, the idea is we just want to hear what people are dealing with and what they're running into. I mean, we have our experiences of how we've tried to share what we do, and people ask questions, of course, because all of a sudden you're doing things a little different than you used to, maybe. And so just kind of explain what are some, and we're trying to kind of come up with like things that are common, you know, things that people keep running into. I mean, we have our list of things that we've run into, but what's going to be helpful for us to talk about and put together something to show people how to have a discussion about what we do.
Yeah. We're actually just asking you to do our work
for us,
you know? So yeah, we're that kid at school.
Yeah.
So, would you just let us cheat off your paper for a minute? That's all we're asking. Really just show us. The teacher won't see. So we are asking for some input, trying to make this more universal to help more people. And so you could also do this through writing. I will make both of these links available. And you can also sign up on our email list. We're not doing anything with that. We're not selling your name to the highest bidder. We're not giving this information.
We don't even know how to do that.
Yes. We keep it simple. We're very simple here. So, but you could also do that in writing if it's something you wanted to write about as well. But we would like to use these experiences to kind of help us do a better job of doing tour apologetics, because Jake and I have been talking about it, and there's a lot of people that want to be Torah-terrorist, and some of us are really good at that. And some of us, we've all been there probably and done that and said some things, but we really are seeing that the fields are ripe and for harvest, and we want to try to figure out how do we start going out and maybe evangelizing more to the people, to the communities that we're in, and make a bigger impact, and even just our friends and family. How do we say things in such a way that
gets an honest person to think about it?
Yeah.
Not just push all the info into their head. You don't just dump your bag of seed out and then walk away. How can you make people curious and find out meet them where they are?
Exactly. Meet them where they are and not scare them away with jargon and vocabulary and things that we might say that maybe we don't even understand what we're saying and how the other person sees it. Because, you know, I think a lot of times we may say something and we are saying something and they are hearing something completely different. They're hearing Charlie Brown. Wah, 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 wah. And that's scary to some people. And they just are going to immediately shut down because they don't even know what you just said. And they just are scared of it.
Right. So, yeah, just in the phrases that people use, there's confusion. And you don't even realize that you're not on the same page.
Yeah.
Like if I say Jesus to Matt, it's going to mean something completely different than if I say Jesus to a Mormon or a Jehovah's Witness, something like that. It's you would think it would mean the same thing. It means different things to people. And so that's kind of, you have to keep that in mind when you're talking with people.
Yeah. So, it's going to kind of look like this. And I just kind of wanted to show you some of the things previewing ahead of time. So the first one we are going to talk about is what is a Jew? And so we want you to stay tuned for more. We're asking for some input, and please help us make this better. It doesn't have to just be us and our ideas, but we would like to include more people in what we're doing in this.
Yep.
So I think that's it. So we just would ask that you would do those couple of things. Please share us your thoughts written or your voicemail, actually just asking you to talk a little bit and let us know if we have permission to play your voice. If, you know, we'll edit these and maybe find some of these that we can use and just kind of give your testimony of some things that have happened. And, you know, it can be what went wrong or what went right. So we look forward to hearing from you and stay tuned for more in our Torah Apologetics series. This is Matt and
Jake
signing off. Thank you.